Now I'm going to go back out to Alex Swoyer, political correspondent, Capitol Hill reporter. So, Alex, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you for just a quick second there. Finish your thought, if you remember.
No problem. Yeah, I was just saying that, after speaking to my coworkers, we were, of course, chatting back and forth about what was happening, you know, across a few streets in Des Moines, Iowa. They were saying how Jeb Bush actually performed better than he has in the past. It did kind of appear that, you know, as expected, people ganged up on Ted Cruz as he's in second place and sort of replaced Trump as the front runner, so to say, on stage.
Interesting. And what did you learn watching Mr. Trump? Did anything interesting come out of the, what do we call it, a fundraiser rally? What do we call this thing?
Yeah, it was, I would say it was more of a fundraiser in terms of having covered him and gone to these different rallies and then covered the speech that he gives. You know, of course, they don't, it's never the same, but it has a lot of the same points, right?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't use those teleprompters. But it wasn't necessarily him speaking that much. It was more, he did have a U.S. Army member there who was a wounded warrior that spoke, other guests. So, you know, he gave up the mic. Senator Santorum and Mike Huckabee, who were in the undercard debate, finished in time to attend the charity event. So he invited them, and they came, and he invited them on stage. He recognized their families that were there, and they spoke as well.
How hysterical is that? To me, that's the high comedy of this whole thing.
You know, I think I have to say, like, having covered these various candidates and different events, I think it actually says something, you know, a lot of people should know, like, that for a politician to have another candidate come to their event usually is very offensive, right? They feel like they're trying to upstage them or take any sort of interviews from the press there for that other candidate. Well, I think it says something that, you know, he invited others to come. And that they were willing to come.
Right there is where the rubber is hitting the road, isn't it? He is not a politician. He's not playing by any rules, right? He's doing whatever the hell he wants. And in a weird way, I was sort of trying. I think I mentioned this to you before. I feel like an anthropologist from Mars who was just dropped down in the United States, and my fearless leader said, "Take a look at this. Figure out what's going on here in America." And I'm like, I can't figure it out. I don't know what's happening here, but. As I tried to make sense of the 2016 election, this very issue that you're talking about, where he just does this thing that seems to defy all rules, that is the issue that people are responding to. And I suspect it has two appeals. One is, I'm going to give you the easy one first and have you respond to it, which he has so damn much money that he's free to do whatever he wants, literally completely free. And freedom and witnessing freedom is something appealing. Would you agree with that?
I think that that's part of it. But I also think that, you know, a lot of Americans are just tired of the fact that not only does he have money that he can do what he wants, but the fact that there's always so much money and special interests involved in politics.